countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now we're going to stay at Wexford actually, because the weather is not that promising for the weekend in Wexford beaches, but Brenda Donoghue was lucky enough to be able to take a dip early in the week on Curraghclough Beach. She discovered that Wexford County Council and their access officer Caroline Horn have been trying to make their great beaches accessible to all, including wheelchair users. The council have special beach wheelchairs available at 7 beaches in the county, which is fantastic. John Timms at the Surf Shack manages the beach wheelchairs at Curraghclough Beach, and Brenda was there when Gavin Tracy and his daughter Lauren arrived to pick one up.
Hi, good morning. We have the beach wheelchair booked there for 10 o'clock.
Ah, super. It's the right day for it anyway, isn't it?
Fabulous day. Yeah.
Cool. And who's using it?
My daughter, Lauren. She's just out there in the car.
Oh, this is a really nice part of the job. Yeah, so it's a really great amenity to have down on the beach here. And I think like kids, adults that use it, all just it really opens up the beach to them and they have a right time. How are you getting on there now, Lauren?
Getting on good, yeah.
Kelly, we brought the chair over to you here now. Are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, can't we?
Yeah, we'll get the life jacket there then for you. And so Lauren, look, sure, I know you've used the chair here before now, but you see you've the two harnesses, one around the waist and then one for up around your chest. So if you're going into the water, we'd like you to use those as well, along with the life jacket, just so you're extra safe in the chair, all right?
Yeah, that's grand.
Has there been a lot of inquiries for the beach wheelchair?
It's been booked out about 2-3 times a day, and I'd say we've had probably twice that in inquiries for it down on the beach. So it's definitely being used there since the middle of June. It's been used absolutely loads.
And we're off.
We are on the way to the beach, Lauren, and Dad, of course, is pushing you. Nice job.
Yeah, I like going in the water during the summer with my family.
And what do you like about it?
It doesn't require much of my legs. I can use my arms as well, so it's not as much pressure on my legs. I have cerebral palsy, which affects my ability to walk, so it's very hard for me to get up on the beach, like walking up, so we use the beach wheelchair. It's much handier.
Yeah.
Before that, basically, I'd be down the wheelchair or my dad be carrying, and we've been trying to bring all the towels down and everything that we need for the beach. So it kind of put the whole family off the beach because it was so hard to get everything down there at once.
Yeah.
So we'd have to, before the beach wheelchair, we'd have to go up and go back down, which is very inconvenient for us, so kind of put us off the beach altogether.
Yeah.
As you can see, when we left the car park there, we came up over the boardwalk, and the beauty about the beach wheelchair is it's effortless to manoeuvre. Lauren, she's nearly 13 now, I can't carry her on my shoulders anymore. And her standard wheelchair, I suppose, the wheels are designed for the wheelchair to move easy, and the tyres are very skinny. You could compare them to a racer bike, and as soon as we hit the sand, we're stuck. The beach wheelchair, I suppose you can describe the wheels, they're like balloons. They're full of air. Effortlessly I got her onto the beach, and now shortly we're going to wheel the wheelchair into the water. The wheelchair will float with Lauren in the wheelchair, and then after some encouragement she's going to get tipped over and into the water with her life jacket on, and then she won't come out of the water because she loves it.
Tell me about how you deal with life with cerebral palsy.
Loads of people say to me, how do I deal with it as well? But I just say that it's all I've really ever known.
When we discovered she had cerebral palsy, obviously it was devastating to us. She was 3 at the time. She also had a pacemaker fitted at 3 years of age. She has a heart condition as well. So we just felt we were getting everything thrown at us. But as Lauren has matured and developed into the person she is now, she keeps us motivated and doesn't let anything stop her. She's horse riding, she's on the beach, the wheelchair, she's in the sea swimming, and Lauren is very positive and she doesn't look at what she can't do. It's all about what she can do, and she's just an amazing young woman. Breaks your heart as a parent because we're feeling our own emotions because we are trying to envisage what Lauren should be doing and looking at what she is doing and what she's not able to do. But Lauren has this great positive attitude where she doesn't think about what she can't do. It's all about what she can do. As we go along, when we see Lauren happy, we know when she's happy, we know when she's sad. She tells us how she feels now, and it's great to see that she can enjoy things like everyone else.
We're coming towards sea. What do you like to do on the beach?
I like going swimming with my dad. My dad used to be a scuba diver, so he taught me everything about the sea.
Yeah.
And I used to actually be afraid to go swimming. And my dad taught me how to face my fear, and I've loved it ever since.
We are at the edge of the sea, about to go in. How excited are you, Lauren?
I'm really excited, just a little nervous about the cold water.
And Dad, you're ready. Explain the process.
Well, we get the wheelchair into the water first. Lauren's brother Brandon holds onto the wheelchair just for a bit of stability, and then we're going to tip Lauren into the water.
Oh no. Don't splash me, Lauren.
I won't.
It's refreshing, trust me.
Okay, will we go in?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're basically going into the water right now, and when it gets high enough, I'm going to basically jump out of the water.
So oh, it's cold.
We'll try and go in as deep as we can get Lauren, so that she's waist deep in the water.
Yeah.
So then the life jacket takes the weight bearing off her legs, and she can move freely. Are you ready? So Lauren's going to get tipped into the water. Ready? Up you go.
It's cold. Feels refreshing, but it's freezing.
My turn. Oh, nice.
It's cold. I'm floating in the water and I'm loving it.
Yeah, so Lauren's now swimming. We're going to do the Superman splash.
No, Dad, don't do the Superman.
Oh, we have to do the Superman splash. You ready?
Oh, I love that report, and well done to Gavin Tracy and his daughter Lauren. And for more details of beach wheelchairs around the coast, go to their website on disability-federation.ie.